Hi, friends. Thank you so much for listening to For the Love of Reality, the podcast that recaps all the latest episodes of The Challenge. I can't believe that this season is finally coming to an end. It started back in December, and it feels like it's gone on for so long, but we're finally getting to find out who wins this season and the $450,000 prize. We also have a reunion to get to, but that won't be until next week, so we're not quite done yet, but I'm still very excited to see how this all plays out. Last week, CT and Amber won the eating challenge, and their prize was that they got to sabotage a team by giving them more to eat. Another cup of blood and some weird fish guts of some sort. And in this episode, we find out who they decided to sabotage. They decide to give the extra food to Cam and Corey because they are the closest to them in terms of being able to beat them for first place. Cam and Corey are in second place currently, and it's very likely that they would be able to catch up. Fessy and Casey are still in fourth place, and Leroy and Nani are in third, so they are kind of non-factors at this point because nobody thinks that they would be able to catch up. Fessy is not eating, so it's likely that they're going to get purged out. CT and Amber are able to go ahead to the third checkpoint, where they have to kayak to shore. And it's basically a repeat of the Tiki Puzzle Challenge from a few episodes ago, where they had to complete a puzzle, and they are repeating this for the final. So they've kind of repeated a lot of different challenges, which I don't really know if I like the fact that they're repeating things, but I guess if you don't really have a budget, it's a good way to go. And it's not like these challenges are super boring either. Like, puzzles are kind of okay, but I wouldn't call them boring. I think it's still kind of interesting that they've added the kayaking element. Leroy and Nani are able to finish their food, and now they're in second place. So they actually have a pretty good chance of overtaking CT and Amber, because they're kind of close behind. Not that close, but close enough to where CT and Amber mess up, they might be able to pull ahead. And I think that everybody's rooting for Leroy and Nani. They seem to have had a really good season, and they've played a lot more cutthroat, and Nani has even said that she feels more confident in herself this season. I think a lot of people would agree with that. She won her first elimination in a really long time. The last time she won an elimination, Obama was still our president, so it's been a while. But she's able to find that confidence in herself, and she's able to do the final with one of her best friends. And even if they don't win, they can know that they completed it together, and their friendship is going to last for a long time. Corey and Cam are able to finish their food, but now they're in third place. Corey finished his last final in third place, so let's hope it's not a repeat this time. I wouldn't mind if Corey and Cam were either to come in first or second. I obviously hope that Leroy ends up winning some money, and I really couldn't care less if CT and Amber end up winning. I think with anybody, I would be happy if they won, except for Fessy and Casey, but I know how bad Corey wants this too, so I would like him to at least win something, even if it's second place. But it's going to be kind of hard to tell if they're going to be able to catch up. However, Leroy and Nani are struggling with the kayak because they're not able to get it to go in the right direction. They try to get it to go right by paddling left, and it doesn't end up working out, and they end up capsizing into freezing water, which is absolutely terrifying. But if you're going to be on the challenge, I think you should expect that there's probably going to be some sort of water challenge, even if it's swimming, kayaking, jumping into water, whatever it is. Like, you should be expecting that. But kayaking is probably not the easiest thing to do, especially if you don't have practice. I haven't kayaked in probably 10 years, so if you put me in a kayak, I would probably struggle. I would get the hang of it, but it would be a little bit hard. And there's also a lot of pressure because there's the title and the money on the line, and Leroy and Nani really won't win, but they're not able to get it together. CT and Amber are also struggling because they keep arguing. Amber apparently doesn't have a very good attention span, and that's kind of leading to her downfall because CT keeps yelling at her and he has to keep her in check, but it's not really working out because she keeps getting distracted and is not really able to do anything on the kayak. We start to hear about people's goals and people's reasons for winning. Cam talks about how she wants to win so that way she can put her sisters through college and she can help her mom open another restaurant. So now we're starting to really understand why these people want to be here to win. And I really enjoy hearing these stories because it makes you remember that they're real people. Like, they're maybe not the best athletes or the smartest or the most agile people. Like, they're real legitimate people. And I think that anybody could do this because really anybody could end up on the Real World or Road Rules or Survivor or Big Brother. It just depends on who you are. It depends on if you're able to make a good impact. And then you can get on the challenge being whoever you are and you could even win. So it really shows you that a real person could do this, and it puts you in that perspective of, hey, that could be me. That could be me wanting to win so that way I could put a down payment on a house, or I can put my sisters through college, or I can invest or pay for funeral expenses or something. Like, these are real legitimate people, and I really like hearing their stories. We go back to checkpoint 2, which is the eating. Fessy is sitting on the rock. He's refusing to eat because he doesn't know if they're going to be able to move forward still. They haven't told them anything about Casey's leg, and he's not really sure if it's going to be worth it to eat. TJ goes up to him and tries to poach him to keep going. He says, do you want to continue? You can quit if you want, but I think that you should continue. And I think TJ probably just could have kept his mouth shut because I don't really care if Fessy quits. If he wants to be seen as a quitter, that's completely up to him. But I guess it's good that you're trying to convince him because you don't want to see quitters. So I can kind of see where TJ's coming from in that sense. He doesn't want anybody to quit and give up, but I don't really think that he needs to be poaching Fessy to continue. But Fessy decides to take TJ's advice, and he starts eating. However, it doesn't really end up working out for them because TJ tells them that they should have hurried, and now there's no way that they're going to be able to catch up. So Fessy and Casey time out, and they are our fourth place team. Casey is very upset because it was technically Fessy's fault that they timed out because he didn't want to eat. It kind of reminds me of Fresh Meat 2 when Caitlin injured her leg and she and Brandon were going to compete in the Exile anyway, even though they knew that Caitlin was probably going to get disqualified. Brandon decided to drink a beer before the Exile, and it turns out that TJ kicked them off because Brandon was drinking alcohol before a competition. So they obviously kind of wanted to build some suspense. They didn't want to tell you directly that it was because Caitlin hurt her leg, but obviously you know that it is. But you know how TV is. They're not going to tell you directly. They want you to kind of form those opinions for yourself. But it's just kind of funny that that happened again. And it makes me realize how much of a loser Fessy is, because he blames it on Casey blowing out her knee, even though he refused to eat. And he didn't even know for sure if production was going to disqualify them because of her knee. They might have been able to continue because there was kayaking, there was eating, there was solving puzzles. Like, there really wasn't a lot of running until the second day. And it's possible that she might have felt better on the second day. So it's his fault, and I think that he needs to own up to it. Legend says that he's still sitting at his house now, blaming Casey for the fact that they lost. And he's just not a very good partner. Kenny carried Wes on his back during Rivals 1 because Wes wasn't able to continue. If Fessy can't do that for his female partner, who knows what he would be able to do for anybody else? It just seems like he's in it for himself, and I think it's the best karma. MTV even plays Karma Chameleon when they end up getting kicked off. And it's just hilarious because it is karma. They really thought that they were going to win, and Fessy really thought that he was the best person to be able to compete. And now he is leaving because of his partner and his lack of ability to eat. But now we know who fourth place is, and now everybody's going to be able to get to stay in the game and go for the $1 million prize. Amber B and CT start on the puzzle way before everybody else, but they're struggling a little bit. And somehow Leroy and Ani are able to catch up. It doesn't really make much of a difference because CT and Amber are able to get first place for the third checkpoint in a row. And honestly, they're kind of killing it. I'm very surprised with how Amber B is doing because we haven't really seen her perform all season. She's been in two eliminations, but she's only won one daily. And I think a lot of people have seen her as a layup. But now that she's with CT, he's really a pretty good motivator. And I think that she's able to find her confidence. But I'm not giving all the credit to CT either, because she is doing so well. And I'm sure that if she was with any partner who gave her confidence, she would be able to compete. And I'm sure that Fessy's probably upset about that too, because he thought that she was terrible at the game. And now she's in first place with the ability to win, and he has no chance to win. Corey and Cam are able to catch up to Leroy and Nani, but they still end up in third place, so it's kind of the same as when the eating challenge started. Everybody is still in the same placement, and even though Corey and Cam are able to finish quickly, they still have kind of a long way to go. Leroy and Nani are going to the next checkpoint, and Nani keeps talking about how much she wants to win with her best friend. She and Leroy have known each other for about 10 years. And Nani has dedicated 10 years of her life to reality TV. And she wants nothing more than to be able to win or just compete with her best friend. And since Leroy is retiring, she feels a lot of pressure on herself to be able to get first or second place, because she would feel really bad if he was to retire and not get a win or not win any money at all. And she also wants to put a down payment on a house and feel a little bit more secure in her home life. So they all have really good reasons to win. But it would be amazing to see two people who started their reality TV journey together, like end it kind of together. And who knows if Nani's going to retire, but it would be great for Leroy to end his journey with his best friend. They get to checkpoint four, and checkpoint four is completing a math puzzle. And you have to complete the equation before you can sleep. CT and Amber's rules are that they have to add up all the numbers ending in 4, 5, and 6, and they have to double it to get a final result. But the rules aren't very clear. We don't really know whether or not only one person has to finish or both people need to finish. And CT finishes first, and we find out that only one team member had to finish, which honestly, that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I think that each team member should have to finish, and then you average their times, and then whoever gets the best average time ends up winning. But Amber didn't even seem close to being done. But CT was able to do that math puzzle like nothing. And he talks about how his dad owns a telecommunication firm that he was supposed to take over, and that's why he's so good at math. And I'm honestly very surprised that he doesn't end up taking over his dad's firm, because I'm sure that he can make a lot of money with that. I'm sure his dad is probably pretty well off, but then CT decides to do these challenges. But it's nice to see people going for more unconventional careers, even though they have like a life path carved out for them. CT doesn't even seem like the type that would have a life path. He seems like the type that's kind of created his own, and you have to be proud of him for that, because that's not easy to do. Nani also wants to carve out her own life path. As I mentioned earlier, she wants to put a down payment on the house. And I've heard that she lives in Florida in like a fancy apartment, but having a house is a goal for a lot of people. So hopefully she's able to do that someday. Because getting houses are not as easy as it used to be. It used to be kind of easy to get down payments and get loans, but now it's difficult, and that's a goal for a lot of people. Amber even wants to buy her mom a house. So it's a good goal to have, and I'm sure that if I was on the show, that would probably be my goal too, if I don't already have a house. Which, let's be honest, I probably won't, but it's still a good goal to have. Cam and Corey are able to get to the puzzle, but somehow Cam is wrong, even though she has a business degree, and I'm kind of surprised that she wasn't able to get it right away. Leroy struggles, and he's upset because he wanted to dominate. This is his last season, and he thought that he was going to end up doing well. Nani ends up finishing second, and Leroy doesn't have to finish, which is great for him. But his partner is now dominating, and I think she's proving herself as a competitor. Corey ends up talking about how Fessy didn't finish because TJ informs them that Fessy and Casey timed out and were therefore fourth place. Corey predicts it perfectly that Fessy was probably complaining about his partner, how bad she is at the game, and that it was her fault that they weren't able to continue. And it's just hilarious hearing him talk and flame somebody who used to be one of his best friends. But as he said in the last episode, he wanted revenge for what happened to Nelson. And now I think that he's gotten that revenge, because either way, he's going to get a better placement than Fessy. Third place is still better than fourth. And Corey got third place last season while Fessy got fourth. So he's going to get his karma twice. And it's just so funny. It's like great comedic relief to hear somebody just read Fessy for filth and recognize that he's really not as good as he says. Since CT finished the puzzle first, he gets to switch partners, and he kind of builds up a little bit of suspense, talking about how good Amber has been and that they've gotten so far together, and he decides to keep Amber, which I think that if he was going to switch, he would probably pick Cam again, even though last time when they worked together, they were not really able to mesh. I think their leadership styles just collided a lot, and their partnership only lasted an episode, even though he was so excited to be with her. Since CT finished first, he gets the best sleeping arrangements, and your finishing time is going to determine your sleeping arrangements. Since CT finishes first, he gets the best sleeping bag. It's waterproof. Nani and Leroy get a duvet with a waterproof cover, and Corey and Cam get a blanket, which is the worst sleeping arrangement. And how this checkpoint is going to work is that one partner must be standing the whole time. It can be either partner, and they have to hold a very heavy capsule. If they get too tired and they want to go to sleep, they have to dunk their face in a bucket of cold water and switch out with their partner to go to sleep. You can sleep as much or as little as you want, but before you go to sleep, you absolutely have to dunk your head in this bucket of cold water, which is horrible. Nani even calls TJ evil, which I think it is pretty evil because it's already cold and there's really no reason to make them do that. It's just unnecessary. Like, why would you want them to suffer for no reason? They're already suffering, and this doesn't really add anything to the final itself. But they got to do it. It's $450,000, and I think that they'll do anything for that type of money. Nani, Corey, and CT are the first ones to be awake, and they start off by flaming Fessy again. Corey keeps talking about how much Fessy sucks, and he feels like he got his karma. And Nani feels like he also got his karma because of what happened to Casey. And she is so happy that he's not going to be able to continue in the final. CT doesn't really say anything, but we all remember that Fessy and CT had some issues a little bit earlier in the season where Fessy thought that CT was washed up. And now Fessy is in fourth place and CT has a chance to win. So I think that Fessy just has a really bad read on people. Leroy tells Corey when he wakes up that this is going to be his last season, and a lot of people are surprised but also not surprised because Leroy has played more cutthroat than he has in the past, and Leroy just talks about how he wants to spend the rest of his life with Cam, and he can actually envision it happening. I love them as a partnership and a relationship. It's just great to see people who want to be successful, and they want each other to have life successes. And they're just a great, great relationship to have. So I'm really hoping the best for them. Even if Leroy retires, I hope that his business and his relationship is really successful. After about 12 hours of trying to sleep under this glacier with little success, it is time to move forward to day two and find out who the winners are going to be. The first checkpoint is going to require the pairs to run up a glacier to find a block of ice with a capsule inside. They will be given a pickaxe, and they have to bust open the block of ice to retrieve the capsule. From there, they have to go to another checkpoint, and we'll find out what this checkpoint is a little bit later on in the episode. Whoever finishes all the checkpoints and crosses the finish line first wins. Since CT and Amber finished the puzzle first, they get a 5-minute head start. Nani and Leroy finish second, so they get a 2-minute head start. Cam and Corey, obviously, since they finished last, don't get any head start. They just start after everybody else, but it'll be interesting to see if they're going to be able to catch up. Cam decides that she wants to walk a majority of the glacier because she doesn't want to get hurt like Casey, which I completely get it because this glacier looks really steep and you could get injured really badly. But it almost seems like she's trying to throw it so that way Nani and Leroy are for sure going to get second place, which I hope that's not the case. I know that she really wants Leroy to win, but I hope that she also fights for herself too because she's fighting for Corey. And more importantly, I know that she wants to win, so I hope that she gives herself the best opportunity to do so. The hacking of the ice is pretty close, and everybody finishes quickly, but CT and Amber are still in the lead, and they get to checkpoint 6 first. They have to stop to decode a puzzle, and the code will be inside their capsule, but they have to leave the code behind. They can't just look at it as they're trying to solve the puzzle, which is going to make it a little bit harder if you're not very good at memorizing things. But despite that, even though CT and Amber seem to struggle a little bit, they're able to finish quickly and get a big lead over everybody else. Liberi, Nani, and Cam and Corey end up getting to checkpoint 6, and they're only about 5 to 7 seconds separated from one another. So they are so close. And it seems like the editing is trying to make it seem like this is a very close final, but I'm starting to think that it's not as close as they're trying to make it, because Amber and CT are so far ahead, and nobody's even able to find them. Like, it's possible that they could be close to the finish line. But it turns out that there is going to be one final checkpoint that they have to solve before they can run to the end. And it requires a tangram to be solved. CT beat Josh on a tangram during an elimination earlier in the season, so this is kind of his forte. But the thing that sucks is that Amber is struggling a little bit, and it might be a little bit difficult for him to concentrate if he's trying to calm her nerves. But luckily, he's able to just move forward and solve the puzzle like nothing. He solves these type of things with his son, and he and DM used to like puzzles a lot, so this is kind of something that was tailor-made for him. It seems like everything in this final has been tailor-made for him, but I think it's just because CT is pretty good at everything, and even if he's not good at something, he's going to give it his best attempt. So he's really giving everything a really good attempt, and it's working out in his and Amber's favor. They move forward, they finish all the checkpoints, and now they're able to go to the finish line. Unfortunately for them, there is an arrow that they're supposed to follow to get to the end, and they end up missing the arrow. They get lost somehow. Nobody knows where they are, but it kind of feels like it's just trying to build up suspense because they are still so far ahead. Nobody even knows if they've finished yet, and nobody thinks that they'll be able to catch up. So it's basically accepted that they're going to win, but this could really throw a damper in their plans because now they're going to have to retrace. Luckily for them, they're able to retrace pretty well. They're able to recognize where the arrow was, and they realize that they just missed it. It's on them, but now they're going to be able to continue. They run up the hill, and TJ is standing there at the top, and surprise, surprise, CT and Amber become the champions of the Challenge Double Agents. They have both had a really hard journey. A lot of people didn't really want to be with CT, and he ended up breaking the heart of the one person that trusted him the most of the game, that was Big T. They were able to work together again, but it was so much different the second time because Big T knew that he could easily betray her again. Amber was not trusted by a lot of the people in the house, and a lot of people found her as a layup. And I think that people find rookies as layups pretty often, unless you're somebody like Lolo or Natalie. Nobody found them as layups, but nobody thought that Amber was going to be strong. And she was really able to prove them wrong. So it's really making me think that editing made her seem a lot weaker than she actually was. Either that, or the finale made her seem like she was a lot stronger than she actually was. But I think the former is more likely because she really was able to prove herself in the final. And I think no matter who ended up winning with her, like, they deserved it. She's fought really hard and she had a really hard time on Big Brother. So I think this is her redemption and I'm happy to see her win. Obviously, I'm not too happy that CT won just because I would like a new male champion. But it's great that Amber won because a black person has not won this game since season 15. That was Nehemiah Clark. That was 21 seasons ago. And now she's able to come in and win and represent for the African-American community. She's also the first rookie female to win since Ashley and Sam in season 23. So she's set a lot of records. And even if people don't want her to be the record setter, like, they have to accept that it's her. I do wish that Cam would have won kind of the whole first African-American to win since season 15 type record, but I know that Cam is making people proud anyway. Now we have to figure out who's going to be in second and third place. So Leroy actually finishes before Corey, but of course, since Nani hasn't finished yet, Leroy and Nani haven't been declared the winners because both teams, both pairs in the team have to be able to finish first. It makes sense because obviously, let's say that CT and Amber are running the final and CT decides that he's going to run ahead to try to win. It's not going to work out that way. Like, both of you have to finish in order to get that prize. But I'm really hoping that Nani's going to be able to pull it out just for Leroy's sake. But unfortunately, she's not able to move faster than Cam is, and Cam and Corey win second place. And immediately, Cam is getting pretty emotional for Leroy just because she wanted him to win and she wanted to be able to prove that she and him were going to be role models for people who looked like them, which you don't really see a lot of people who look like them on reality television, especially people who are successful. Like, most of the time, the people of color are pushed to the side and seen as weak and eliminated first. But I think that Leroy and Cam are such an inspiration. Like, they've inspired me a lot, and it almost makes me emotional to talk about it because seeing them be so successful just proves to me, and it proves to a lot of people, that you can do anything that you set your mind to. I'm sure that neither one of them thought that they would be able to be good at the challenge, but they really are, and I'm really going to be sad to see Leroy go. But I know that he's very proud of his experience. Corey is able to bring home some money for his daughters, which is great. It's not $450,000, but it's a start, and hopefully he can get that championship someday too. There's a lot of people who I want to see become champions, and unfortunately it just didn't happen this time, but I'm still very happy with how the finale turned out. I think that everybody who was in the final deserved to be there, even though I don't really like Fessy and Casey. They worked very hard. They weren't layups, and I think that they deserved their final placement overall. The season has been very long, but I think it's been a really good end to the season, and it has been pretty entertaining. Sometimes it's been a little bit dry, but I'm happy with how it ended, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen during the reunion. It's going to be in person. Some people are obviously going to have to Zoom in, but I think it's going to be really great. It looks like Fessy is going to get flamed by everybody, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of drama. So I'm really looking forward to see what the reunion is going to bring out in people and how this season is going to end. The last part of the episode shows TJ walking into this weird spy room, and he is playing the season back because his screen says challenge activated. So I think that they're definitely trying to capitalize on the whole movie theme thing, but it's kind of funny because hopefully next time if they do another movie theme, it'll be something a little bit more entertaining. But as long as they don't oversaturate the themes, I think that it's going to be pretty good. So that's it for Double Agents. 5 months later, we're finally able to get an end. There's still going to be a reunion left, so I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. It's longer than what I've had in the past, but I hope you all liked what I had to say, and I will talk to you all either today or tomorrow for another recap of All Stars, and then next week I'm going to be recapping the reunion. So I'll see you then. Thank you all so much for your support.